The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Med Aleph brings a machlokes Amiram Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish regarding the place where the avoda of the Parah Aduma is performed. We know the Torah says that there's a parasha called Parah Aduma. You take a Parah Aduma, a red cow, and the halach is you shecht it. And you do the zrika, you burn it, and you use the ashes, you mix the ashes with water, and these ashes with water is called mechatos, and has the ability to be mitaher. Somebody who is tummy mace, someone who touched a mace becomes tummy. Torah says he's tummy 7 days. In order to become tar, he has to go to the mikvah, and he requires a hazah, you have to sprinkle this water from the mechatos on top of him. So in order to create this mechatos, you need to bring a Parah Aduma. There's a lot of halachas regarding the Parah Aduma. The Parah Aduma is not shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, it's shechted on the mountain opposite the Beis HaMikdash in Har Zeisin. And that's where you shechted opposite directly. You're able to see into the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where the Avodah is performed and the burning of the Parah is done over there as well. So the Gemara in Zvachim has a machlokes. Before you shech the Parah Aduma and burn the Parah Aduma, do you have to do a bedika on the area where you're going to do this avodah, this area which is outside the Beis HaMikdash? Do I have to start digging to make sure there are no dead bodies buried underneath this area or not? Or am I not required to start digging? The problem is that the Parah Aduma, all the avodahs of the Parah have to be done b'tayro. The person who does the avodah has to be tahar the entire way through. The Parah Aduma cannot become tamei. And if there's any tumah involved in the Parah Aduma, so then it becomes puzzle. And then you won't be able to use the ashes from such a parah for the mechatos. It won't work. It won't make the person tahar. The whole thing will be puzzle, will be unusable. So, therefore, you would stand to reason that you would have to make sure that the place where you're performing the avodah of the Parah Aduma, that area is tahar. If there are dead bodies that are buried underneath the ground, so we know the Torah says that a mace, a person who dies, there are different ways for the person to be metama. The Torah says that if you touch a dead body, a person becomes tame. If you carry a dead body, that's masa. It's called noisei masa. The person becomes tame. And the Torah was mechadish, a special type of tumah by mace called tumas oyal. Tumas oil means that if a person is underneath the same roof as a dead body, the person becomes tameh. And if the person is directly on top of the mace, or if the mace is directly on top of a person, that's called mahil. A person is being mahil, is makes himself into an oil on top of the mace. So the halacha is that mahil on top of the mace is tameh, and a mace that's mahil on top of a person is tameh. So you would think that if the person on top of Har Zeisim is performing the Parah Aduma and there's a mace buried underneath the ground, so this is a problem. If there's a mace buried underneath the ground, the tumah is directly beneath the person. The person is on top of the tumah. And since the person is on top of the tumah, he's going to become tameh and he's going to mess up the entire Parah Aduma. So we'll see a little later on exactly how this tumah works. It's a bit more complicated. But first, the Gemara. The Gemara says that we have a machlokes between Rabbi Eichner and Rish Lakish, whether you are mechuyev to be baidik, to dig, investigate, and make sure there are no dead bodies directly underneath the area where the person is doing the avodah, where the kohen is shechting and burning the Parah Aduma. So we understand the shita that holds that you have to check. You have to make sure there's no mace there, so it doesn't come tameh. So Gemara says, how do you understand the other shita? How do you understand the other shita that there's no, you don't have to be baidik? Rabbi Eichner says that there's no reason to check to make sure that there are any dead bodies buried underneath. So the Gemara says, what's pshat Rabbi Eichner? Rabbi Eichner said, "V'haloi kol Eretz Yisrael beduka." All Eretz Yisrael is clean. Why would we assume that there are bodies buried deep underneath the ground? You know, when you have a Beis HaKfaris, you know somebody's buried there. You put up a gravestone, there's a marker there to make sure a person is buried. When you're on top of a mountain, why would we assume that there are mason buried in the middle of underneath the mountain. We don't assume such a thing. If you wouldn't assume such a thing, so well, you're not mechuyev to assume it. So then we won't think that's true. So the Gemara says, what's the machloikis? The Gemara says, the machloikis is, mar savar yorad mabal eretz Yisrael, umar savar lo yorad. The Gemara says that the machloikis is, did the mabal, in the times of Noach, did the mabal affect Eretz Yisrael? Or did the mabul not affect Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara has an opinion here that even though it says the whole world there was a mabul that covered all the waters, all the mountains, it says in the parasha and parasha Noach. Nevertheless, this man Amar holds that Eretz Yisrael there was no water. The mabul did not extend into Eretz Yisrael, and the mabul only took place outside Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, says the Gemara, what are you worried about? If there was a mabul, if it was yard mabul Eretz Yisrael. So obviously during the Mabul, Pasuk says that all the people died. What happened to all the bodies? What happened to all these dead bodies? So the dead bodies got moved around. The Mefarsh would say that even the contours of the land got moved around. The water, the Torah says that it wasn't cold water, it was hot water. So there was changes in the geology of the land during the time of the Mabul. So then it's very possible that, and if you're standing on a mountain, you're standing in an area that where the mabul was yard, a place that had the mabul in the past, so it's possible that some mace from the mabul is directly underneath where you're standing. It could be. It is a possibility. That's if I hold, so if I hold yard mabul Eretz Yisrael, so then when the person who's burning the paraduma, he's in Eretz Yisrael, he's in Har Zeisim, outside Yerushalayim, so there's a possibility that there's mace underneath. You gotta check. Make sure there's no mace. However, if I hold lo yarad mabul Eretz Yisrael, if I say that there was no mabul in Eretz Yisrael, the mabul did not occur in Eretz Yisrael, so what are you worried about? What are you worried? There's no reason to be worried that maybe there's a dead body underneath, because why would we assume that there's anybody buried underneath? Maybe it's from the mabul, so that's not a problem, because this Gemara holds, this Mandomer holds, lo yarad mabul Eretz Yisrael. The Achroinim, on this Gemara, ask a kasha. The Mitzvah Eson is printed in the back of the Gemara, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Keren Oira, all three of them ask the same question. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph that there's machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. If Kivrei Oivdei Kechavim Mitamen Ba'oyol, or if Kivrei Oivdei Kechavim are not Mitamen Ba'oyol, we said that a mace, the Torah says that a dead body is metame, and a dead body has tumah in one of three ways, either maga, touching, or masa, carrying, or oil. Or oil means if you're on top of the mace, or if you're underneath the same roof as a mace. Even goyim that die have tumas mace. That's clear, that tumas mace is not limited to Yisraelim that die, even Goyim that die, there's a halacha that they're also in a time of Tumas Meis. However, Rab Shimon holds that Goyim that die only have Tumas Mago and Masa. Goyim that die, they don't have Tumas Oyel, because the Pasuk refers to the Tumas Oyel, the fact that Meis is in time of Ba'oyel. The Pasuk says, Zoysa Teira, Odom Ki Yomas Ba'oyel. An Adam, a person who dies by oil, then the Torah says that in everything in the oil becomes tummy. So Reb Shimon says, a famous comment of Reb Shimon, Atim kruin Adam, ve'ein oivdik chavim kruin Adam. When the Torah uses the word the Torah uses for a person who died is Adam, that refers to Klal Yisrael, that does not refer to Goyim. So even though Tumas Meis does apply to Goyim, Goyim have Tumas Meis, but this particular Tumah of Tumas Oil only applies to Yisraelim, does not apply to Goyim. The Chum disagree. The Chum say that it's even Tumas Oil. But Reb Shimon holds that Goyim are excluded from Tumas Oil. And the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Ram Paskin's that way. That's the halacha that's Paskin. It's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch that way. That the halacha is that Goyim only have Tumas Mag and Masa. Goyim do not have Tumas Oil. In the Nafkimino is, we know that Kohanim are not allowed to become Tumay to dead bodies. So, if a Kohen can't be underneath the same roof as a mace, that's only a mace that's a Yisrael. If a mace is a Goy underneath the same roof, you can't touch, you can't carry the mace. But if you're underneath the same roof, we say, Kivrev G'chom are not metamen ba'oil. So these Achroinim ask that there's a very big problem with this Gemara. The entire Gemara, this entire sugya is predicated on the assumption that if there are Meisei Mabel, if there were people who died in the Mabel, in Yard of Mabel Eretz Yisrael, then there are people that are actually there underneath the mountain. There's a potential, it's possible, there's a the possibility that there'll be people buried underneath. And these people are going to cause the Kain who's standing on top of the mountain to become Tomei. But this is a big problem because the Meisei Mabel are not Yisraelim. It's before Matan Torah. The Meisei Mabel are Kivrei Akum. The halacha is that Kivrei Akum are not Matan Ba'u. That's the way we paskin. And the Gemara over here is not having a Machlokes Tanoim, it's a Machlokes Hamiroim. Amiram can't argue on Tanoim. Once he passes like Reb Shimon, everyone has to agree. So if Kivrei Akum are not Matan Ba'oyel, so what are you worried about? We're not worried that there's going to be a dead body lying there that the person is going to touch. He's going to move it. He's going to kick it with his foot. We're not worried about that. We're worried that there's a maze that's buried underneath the ground. Burying underneath the ground, what's the problem? The worst that can happen is that the person, the kain, is on top. The person on top, that's a form of oil. That's mahil, where the person himself is the oil on top of the maze. So then the person becomes tummy from the maze. But kipshutai, that is a form of tumas oil. Since it's only a form of Tumas Oil and Kivrei Akum are not Metama Ba'oil, so how do we understand this Gemara? It doesn't seem to make any sense. So, there's a Sefer printed on Zvachim called Nesivus HaKodesh. Nesivus HaKodesh was written by a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. And in the Sefer Nesivus HaKodesh, he quotes the Brisker Rav that says the Teretz to this Kash. The Brisker Rav's Teretz is based on a comment of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon has a Sefer ala Torah called Aderes Aliyo. And the Sefer Aderes Aliyo in Parshas Chukas, which is the parsha that discusses Tumas Meis, Paraduma, and the Parshas Parah, and all the halachas of Tumas Meis that are mentioned over there in that parsha. So the Gaon says a very interesting thing. The Gaon says, Kever shelefnei adibur, if you have a kever of somebody who is buried before Matan Torah, oishal nochrim or goyim, right? Kodim Matan Torah has the same status of goyim. Mitam b'mag of aloy ba'oil. So this we know. Kivrei Akum are not mitame ba'oil. They are mitame b'magel. So if you touch such a kever, you touch a dead body of a goy before Matan Torah, you become tame. Oil, there's no tuma. Pirish says the goyim. What does that mean? Shekineged hameis milamaylo, something that's directly above the mace. You draw a straight line from the mace up to the sky. Imnoga bekever, if somebody touches the kever on top of the mace, he's not touching the mace. He's touching the kever, the tombstone or the dirt or the area that's on top, directly on top of the dead body. Oz hutame machmas mago. Then he becomes tame. What does it mean he becomes Tomei? Because he touched Tumas Mago. He touched the Tumah. The Tumah by Kas. The Gaon's quoting a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tumah by Kas Va'ilo. That the Tumah from the maze is by Kas. It breaks through. And the Halacha is that even if I bury a maze underground, even if I bury a maze in a box and it's completely sealed, the Halacha is that the Tumas maze breaks through the barriers. Tumas maze has the ability to break through. And the box or the dirt, the ground that I put on top of the mace does not have the ability to prevent the tumor from leaving, from leaving, and therefore it goes through. And therefore it says the going, if somebody touches the area, even the avir, it sounds like it's not clear, but if somebody touches the area on top of, directly on top of the mace, even if it's very high above, the halacha is, says the going, kiriakam, metama v'magal. But if the part of the kever that he's touching, say there's a tombstone, and he's touching part of the kever, but that part of the kever is not directly on top of the mace. You put a huge tombstone on top of a kever, and it's much, much bigger than the actual body that's buried underneath. So if the part that the person is touching is not directly on top of the mace, azai ein tomei, then the person does not become Tomei, She'ein Metama Ba'oyel. Because that's called Tumas Oyel, and Kivrei Akum are not Metama Ba'oyel. That is the Lashon of the Gaon, which is very strange. I would have said, Kivrei Akum Metama B'Magah, they're not Metama Ba'oyel. That means, if I touch the mace itself, But touching something that's directly on top of the mace, that's not called touching. Why is that called mago? That should be called oil, mile. That's called the form of tumas oil. So what's the pshat over here? How do we understand this going? So Rav Meir Simcha, in the Sefer Or Samech, Hilchos Tumas Mace Perak Alef Aloch Yud Gimel, says that the way we understand this going is based on the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Mid Beis. The Gemara over there tells us a gevaldig chiddush. The Gemara over there says that we know there's the three types, three different ways where a person will come tummy from a mace. As we mentioned, there's mago, and there's maso, and there's oil. The halacha is that in order for a person to become tummy from a mace, there's a minimum size mace that you need to have. You don't have to have the entire dead body. The halacha is, even if I only have a kezayis min ha-mace, I have a kezayis of basar, of flesh from the body, from the dead body, the halacha is touching it, carrying it, or being underneath the same roof, that's enough to make a person tummy. Says the Gemara, but what happens if I don't have a complete kezayis? What if I have less than a kezayis? Less than a kezayis doesn't make a person tummy. Then the Gemara discusses what happens if I don't have a complete kezayis in a mace, but I have two pieces. I have two pieces of a mace, and each piece is half a kezayis. Each piece is a chatzi zayis. So the Gemara says that it's possible to be mitzarif. It's possible to connect the two. So that means that if I touch, one person is touching both of the chatzi zayisim of the mace at the same time, he could become tameh. If a person is carrying both kizayisim of the mace at the same time, then he could become tameh. If he is underneath the same roof, I bring both halves of the kizayis into a room that has a roof. Even if one chatzizayis is on one side of the room, the other chatzizayis is on the other side of the room, they're nowhere near each other, but they're underneath the same roof, and a person is underneath the same roof, the halacha is, it's mitzarif, and the person becomes tameh. So there's a concept of tzirif. However, says the Gemara, if, let's say, I want to be mitzarif, a chatzizayis, I'm touching a chatzizayis, and the other chatzizayis I'm not touching, but I'm carrying it, right? The case of maso, you have to have a case of maso where I'm not touching it. So you'll have a case where the chatzizayis and the mace is wrapped up, let's say you're sealed in a plastic bag. So you're not touching the mace, you're not touching the actual mace, but you're holding it in your hand, so you're carrying it. Or if you have a hefsik, or if you poke it with a pole, it's also considered a type of tumas maso. So if you have a chatzizayis that I'm carrying and chatzizayis that I am touching at the same time, says the Gemara, that's not mitzarif. Because different types of tumah are not mitzarif. Mago with mago is mitzarif. They're the same type of tumah. Maso with maso is mitzarif. Oil with oil is mitzarif. But mago with maso are two different types of tumah. They're not mitzarif. So the Gemara over there has a discussion about mago with oil. Gemara has a long discussion. It's very complicated. And the Gemara says that maybe certain types of oil, yeah, maybe certain types of oil not. The Gemara wants to say that perhaps some types of oil will be considered maga and they will be mitzarif. Then the Gemara says, the ma'aseh, the maskana of the Gemara is that it's a machlekes tanoim. Then the Gemara, at least in this Tana that we're discussing now, the Gemara says no. The Gemara says maga and oil cannot be mitzarif. This Tana holds that maga and oil, it will not work. If I'm underneath the same roof as a chatzizayis, and I stick my hand out the window, and I touch a chatzizayis that's not underneath the same roof, at the same time I'm touching half a zayis, and I'm underneath the same roof as half a zayis, there says the Gemara, nothing doing. There is no tziruf. I'm not mitzarif, the person is not tummy. He's not tummy at all. Cause each, the maga is half a zayis, and the oil is half a zayis. Says the Gemara, but there's one case, where maga will be mitzarif to a certain type of tumas oil. And that's because it's not really considered tumas oil. And the Gemara says, what case is it mitzarif? The Gemara says, the case is, the Gemara's words are, it's tumar tzutza ben shnei migdolin. If the case is what the Mishnah refers to as tumar tzutza. What is tumar tzutza? So tumar tzutza, tzutza literally means it's stuck. It's in a very cramped quarters. The case that the Gemara gives is where I have two boxes, two migdolin, which refer to two chests or two boxes. They're side by side. And the space, there's very little space in between them. The space in between them is less than a tefach. And I have a kezayis and a mace, or a chatzizayis and a mace, in that very cramped area. So the halacha is that there's something called tumah ritzutza. And tumah ritzutza means where the tumah is cramped. The tumah is in an area where it's completely covered, or it's completely underground, and there's no space around it. The Gemara says, the Mishnah really says, that in order for there to be considered Tumas Oihel, when we talk about Tumas Oihel of a mace, that the Torah was Mechadish, that a mace is Metama Ba'oihel, so there are certain shiurim that you have to have, the oil itself. The roof has to be at least a tefach wide, tefach long, it has to be at least a square tefach, if not bigger, if not larger, and there has to be a tefach of space. In order for oil to be considered an oil, if I put the oil all the way down, if I have the roof, or if I have something that's on the ground and there's less than a tefach between the oil and the ground, so that's not enough space. That's not called tumas oil. The halacha is, if there would be tumas mace, if there would be a piece of a mace in that area that's in with it, that's sandwiched in between two solid objects, and there's less than a tefach of space in between them, so the halacha is, and we said this before, the halacha is that's called tumah ritzutza, and the tumah is baikas. It breaks through, and once it breaks through, it shoots up. It doesn't spread out. It doesn't spread out. If it would be considered tumas oil, it would spread out underneath the entire oil. It does not spread out, but it shoots straight up. And anything that's in that path of the tumah, if it's a person sticking his hand on top, if it's a bird flying, or it's an airplane, anything that's directly on top of that kezayis min hamais, the halacha is becomes tummy because of this halacha of tumra tzutza bekas va'oil. It says bekas yiredis also. It goes down on it to home, but it goes down and it goes straight up. This is a concept called tumra ritzutza. So the Gemara says a chiddush. The Gemara says that hagam, that maga and oil are not considered the same shame. Maga and oil are not the same type of tumra, and therefore maga with oil cannot be mitzarif. However, says the Gemara that maga and tumra ritzutza could be mitzarif. That the halacha is that tumah ritzutza is considered a form of tumas maga, and therefore it's mitzarif. And if I have, I'm touching a chatzi zayis, person is touching chatzi zayis, and he sticks his hand on top of a tumah ritzutza, this case, where the tumah is, even if it's smashed sideways, it's very cramped position sideways, and there's no space of a tevach. And l'chayra, the case would be who I think. If there's an object on top of the mace, the object underneath the mace, and there's less than a tefach space in between. So in those cases, you stick your hand on top of that chatzi zayis, even 10 feet on top. If at the same time you're touching a chatzi zayis, maga and ritzutza are mitzaref, and therefore the halacha is that you will become tamei. Cesar, sameach, now that we know this Gemara, we can understand pshat and the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, kivri akum are mitama b'maga. They're not metama v'oil, but they're metama b'maga. So until we learned this Vilna Gaon, we understood maga means touching. You actually have to physically touch the mace. There's no other way to have tumas maga without touching the mace. And goyim are metama b'maga, they're not metama v'oil. Came along the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon said, even if you're not actually touching the mace is underground, and it's stuck underground, it's cramped, there's no space over there, it's completely cramped. The halacha is, the tumah breaks through, and if you stick your hand directly on top of the airspace that's directly on top of that mace, even if the mace is hundreds of feet down into the ground, that's tumah ritzutza, and the tumah shoots straight up, and the tumah hits the person's hand, and the halacha is that in that case, that's called tumah ritzutza, says the Gaon, since kivriyakam are metama b'maga, and the Gemara in Chulin Kul considers tumas ritzutza, tumas maga, so much so that it's mitzarev with maga, so when the Torah says that there's a type of tumas mace that only has maga and does not have oihel, it will have tumah ritzutza. Since it will have tumah ritzutza, so now kivri akim will be mitame tumah ritzutza, and even though they won't be mitama a regular tumas oil underneath the same roof as a mace, as a kivri akim, you're not tumah. But if you're directly on top, then you are tumah. Says the Brisker Rav, once we have this yisoid, then the Gemara and Zohar makes a lot of sense. We ask the Karen Ira, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Mitzvah Eis, and all ask on the Gemara, if kivri akum are not metama ba'oil, so what are you worried about? You're worried having mace mabel. You're worried you have people from the mabel, dead bodies from the mabel that are stuck underneath, that are underneath the ground, and now you're standing 100 feet on top, and you're becoming tummy. Kivri akum are only metama ba'mago. Kivri akum are not metama ba'oil. The teretz is that this is not regular tumas oil. This is tumah ritzutza. The tumah is stuck underground. There's solid rock or there's dirt, lots of layers of dirt in between. The tumah shoots straight up. That's called tumah ritzutza. And kivri akum have tumah ritzutza. Since kivri akum have tumah ritzutza, so the halacha is that the person will be tumah. Now we have a meridika pshat in the Gemara. The emes is that even though the Vilna Gaon seems to say this, Briskarov says this, it would seem that the Karen Oiro and the other achrayin who asked this kasha, they do not give any terence. They remain with the question on this Gemara. It would seem they disagree with this Yisoid. And the truth is that this yisoid is not pasha at all. There's a sefer that was written on the halachas of tumas oil. It's probably about 100 years old. The sefer called Pesach Oil. And the sefer Pesach Oil Klal Hei Simin Gimel has an arichas about this, and he says that really this shiloh, this question, if Kivrei Yaakov have tumah ratzutza or not, was already discussed by the Yeshuas Yaakov. Even hundreds of years earlier, the Yeshuas Yaakov and Arachaim Sim Shimnem Gimel Sivkot and Beis already discusses, and he's mesupik. He's mesupik whether we say that this halacha, the halacha of tumah ratzutza, applies to a dead body that's a guy that's not Jewish. And the truth is that although the Goyin seems to say this, and the Ar Samech says that it's based on the Gemara and Chulin, but the Gemara and Chulin doesn't mamish say this. The Gemara and Chulin says that when I have something which has Tumah Ratzutza and it has Tumas Mago, so Mago could be mitzaref with Tumah Ratzutza. The Gemara doesn't say that every Tumah Ratzutza is considered a Tumas Mago 100%. Haraya, the Gemara has a Manda Omar, a different Manda Omar that says that even Mago could be mitzaref with oil. The Gemara has such a tzad that at least certain kinds of oil, perhaps only mahil, the halacha is that mahil and magal be mitzdarif. Did anybody ever say that Kivrei Yaakov, who only have tumas maga, have tumas mahil? They don't have tumas mahil. It says they're mitama b'maga, they're not mitama b'oil. And the Gemara says maga is mitzdarif with oil, so suddenly now Kivrei Yaakov are going to have tumas oil? No. Nobody says such a thing. Elamai, so the pshat in the Gemara is, the whole Gemara is limited to halachis of tziruf. All the Gemara is discussing is, could you be mitzarif? Could I put together a half his eyes of maga and half his eyes of oil to make a person tummy? But to go so far as to say that it's considered 100%, those things that are mitzarif with maga are considered maga 100%? Lav dafka, we would say that something would be mitzarif, even though it's nismait, and the Torah says it doesn't have tumas oil. So too, it could be that hagam, that there's something called Tumah Ratzutza, but Tumah Ratzutza is not considered Maga 100%. And I'll bring you another raya. There are other types of Tumas that have Tumas Maga that don't have Tumas Oil. Nevela, Sheretz. There's a whole list of Tumas that have Tumas Maga. The Torah was only Mechadish Tumas Oil by Tumas Mace. The Torah was not Mechadish Tumas Oil by any other Tumah. By Mitzayra, there's a certain type of something which is similar to oil, but all other types of Tumah don't have Tumas Oil. They do have Tumas Maga. Every type of Tumah has Tumas Maga. Almost every type of Tumah has Tumas Maga. But nobody ever said that those things, Nevela and Sheretz, that have Maga, but they have Tumah Ratzutza. The Torah was, the Chiddush of Tumah Ratzutza was only said, Ligabe Tumas Meis. Now, it doesn't say Tumah Ratzutza Befeish, and the Torah, Rashi and Brachas, in Chulin, says that Tumah Ratzutza is Halacha Moshe Sinai. So it doesn't say clearly, we can't learn out clearly one way or the other, we don't have any pasuk in the Torah we could point to about Tumah Ratzutza. But this is clear, that Nevela doesn't have Tumah Ratzutza. It does have Tumas Naga, but it doesn't have Tumah Ratzutza. So obviously the Chiddush of Tumah Ratzutza was only said by Mace. Whether we go so far as to say that by Mace, when we have a Chiddush Tumah Ratzutza, it's considered like Maga, fine. Maybe, perhaps we'll say that, but it's definitely not Poshet. The Yeshua Yaakov is Mistapik. The Pesach HaOyel says that it's pretty clear, he holds it's pretty clear from the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't hold like that. He's a Rampek Tesla Chadalad. That he says is pretty clear that Tumah Ratzutza is not considered Tumas Maga Legamri. It's only the Gabi Tziruf will consider it, and the Gabi other things we will not consider that it's not considered a Tumas Maga. The truth is that even the Vilna Gaon is not 100% clear what he's talking about. The Vilna Gaon, it's true that Rameir Simcha says that the Makar for the Vilna Gaon is the Gemara and Chulin. But the Gemara in the Vilna Gaon doesn't say the words Tumah Ratzutza. The Vilna Gaon said that Yimitam b'mago im noga b'kever. According to the way that Rameir Simcha learns, it seems that even if you didn't touch the kever, you have a dead body, you have a guy who's buried underground, and you have, let's say, to make things simple, you have some sort of building or some sort of marble slab or something like that, a tombstone that's directly on top of the mace. So according to Rameir Simcha, Tumah Ratzutza, so you don't even have to touch the tombstone. You don't even have to touch the kever. So long as you stick your hand in the ear space directly on top of the mace, you will become tummy. The Vilna Gaon doesn't say that. The Vilna Gaon says, Noga b'kever. If he touched the kever, I read the words before, if you touched it, it sounds like the Vilna Gaon was saying that only if I actually touch something, if I just put my hand over empty ear space, the Vilna Gaon sounds like he's saying that it won't become tummy. In the next line, he does say tumah bikas, but tumah bikas would seem to say that there's tumah savir, that's even if it's just ear space, it'll be mitama. It's not so clear. There's a Gemara that in Nosos Daf Gimel Amud Beis that says the words tumah bikas, even though the Gemara over there is discussing a kever. The Gemara is discussing a physical, actual object. When a mace that's a Yisrael, a Jewish body, a dead body is buried in a room, let's say, so then the entire room gets the status of the kever. And if you touch the outside of the kever, or the top of the kever, even if it's not directly on top of the mace, you will become tummy. And the Gemara over there uses the words tummy by kasa oila. There's a discussion exactly what it means over there. So the fact that the Gaon says the words tummy by kas is not a clear raya that you would be metame even just sticking your hand over empty ear space. And if I cared, it would seem the opposite, that the fact that the Gaon says you have to touch, it would seem that the Vilna Gaon is saying that if you're standing on top of the kever, or that part of the kever that's directly on top of the mace, then somehow that's some form of maga. Maybe we say that the entire kever is connected to the mace, so there's some type of tumah. It's not 100% clear. It's definitely not posh. It's not simple to say the explanation of the Gaon is the way that Rameir Simchon, the way the Briskerov explain it. They obviously explain it this way. But to say that it's mukhrach, and that's clearly the pshat, is not necessarily true. And as we said, even though the Briskerov and the Arsameach learn from the Gemara and Chulin that Ratzutz is mamish like Magal Agabi Kivri Yaakov, Yeshuas Yaakov is not sure. And the Pesach Ha'il says that he doesn't think the Rambam holds like that. And clearly the Karanayra and the other Achronim that ask the Kashan do not say the Staritz, they don't hold like this. Now, the truth is that there's another problem here. As we said before, we said that even that's clear that the Chiddush HaTumah Ratzutzah is only by a mace. There's no Chiddush HaTumah Ratzutzah by a Nevela. Even if you tell me that Tumah Ratzutzah is like Mago, but a Nevela is Matama B'Mago, but there's no concept that you stick your hand on directly on top of a Nevela, you become Tummy. There's no Tumah Ratzutzah by a Nevela, the same way there's no Tumas Oil by a Nevela. The Chiddush HaTumah Ratzutzah was only said by Tumas Meis. That's clear. No one will come and argue and say that there's Tumah Ratzutzah by other Tumas besides Tumas Meis. The problem is this. The problem is, what about Tumah of a Meis? Tumah from a dead body in a situation where Chazal said that it's only mitame b'mag, it's not mitame b'oil. So we said, Kivri Akum, Reb Shimon holds that a dead body from a non-Jew is only mitame b'mag, it's not mitame b'oil. So there's a case, so we have a case over here where it's mitame b'mag, it's not mitame b'oil. And the Vilna Gaon, as explained by Rameir Simchon, the Briskerov, say that even though it's only time of Maga, but Maga includes Tumah Ratzutzah. So what happens if I'll find you a different type of Tumah Min Hameis? It's also Mitama B'Maga, and it's not Mitama B'Oyo. Will it also have Tumah Ratzutzah or not? It stands to reason that it should have Tumah Ratzutzah. If you're telling me that everything that has Maga is Tumah Ratzutzah, at least by Meis, not by other Tumas, but at least by Meis, anything that has Maga is Tumah Ratzutzah, so then you would have to say that any time, anything that the Mishnah or the Gemara says has Tumas Maga by a mace and not Tumas Oil, it should still have Tumah Ratzutzah. So this is the problem. The problem is that we find there is another thing. One other thing we find clearly in the Mishnahis and in the Gemaras, that it's a piece of the mace. It has Tumas Maga and Masa, but it does not have Tumas Oil. And that is what the Mishnah calls an Etzem Kisa'ira. Until now we discussed the Kizais, a mace, or Kizais and a mace. The halacha is that a dead body is metame, and if I have a kizais of buster, of flesh from a dead body, that is metame. What if I have no flesh? What if you cut all of the buster off, I don't have any buster left, or what if it decomposed, and all I have left now are bones? What's the halacha legabi tumah of atzamos min hameis, of bones from a dead body? So it's clear from the Mishnais that if I have a certain amount of bones, of a certain amount of atzamos from a dead body, they're mitama. There's different shurim, there's Rav Binyan, Rav Akav, the Shedra, Gugailis, there's the Mishnais in the beginning of the second paragraph of Olis have a lot of different cases. However, the Mishnah says that the smallest amount, the smallest size bone, or even a piece of a bone, that could be mitama, is if I have an etzem, I have one single bone that's the size of a sa'ira. A sa'ira is a one kernel of barley, which is very small. So if I have a piece of a bone that is the size of a sa'ira, that is the size of a barley, that etzem, that bone of the mace, is metama. It's only metama b'maga uva masa. It's not metama b'oil. Torah says that it was only mischadish for tumas maga masa. It was not mischadish for tumas oil. This is a clear halacha. It's a clear mishnah in the second parak of Olis. Etzem kisoir is metame b'mago v'masa, and it's not metame ba'oyo. So, now the question becomes, if I have an etzem kisoir, is it tumra tutsa? If I have etzem kisoir and I stick my hand on top, you'll tell me, well, if it has tumas mago, and the Gemara says retutsa is like mago, so let it have tumra tutsa. So, it seems pretty clear, there's no remez at all, that this tumra tzutza by etz kisayra, and it would seem to be came out in the Mefurash Mishnah in the second to last parak of Olis, I believe the 17th parak, that says that there is no, in actuality there is no tumra tzutza by etz kisayra. The Mishnah over there talks about where there was a dead body buried in a field, and whether by mistake or on purpose, somebody decided to plow over the entire field. So the metzias is that plow, you take a blade and you stick it in the ground. That's how you plow things. You dig up the ground and then you plant the seeds inside. So if you take the blade of the plow and stick it in the ground and then go up and down the field, and there would be a dead body buried in the field, so instead of having the dead body buried in one spot in the field, the blade will drag pieces of the dead body all over the entire field. And that is what the Mishnah calls the Beis HaPras. And the halacha is that if somebody were to walk inside a Beis HaPras, Chazal said it becomes tameh, because we're afraid that there might be, even if I make sure I'm careful where I walk, and make sure that I'm not stepping over any skeletons, but there might be a piece of a bone that I'm stepping on top of, or that I'm moving with my foot together with the dirt, and that's an etzin kisaira, and that's kisaira is metameh b'magah u'masa. So therefore, because of that gzera, Chazal said that anybody who walks through that field becomes tameh. However, the Mishnah over there says, what happens if I decided to cover over the entire field? I took tiles and I tiled over the entire field. And now, see, because it's I put some sort of concrete surface on top, I tile the whole thing. So if you're walking on top of a tile that fits snugly, or if I'm walking on top of concrete or cement, I'm not kicking anything up and I'm not moving anything and I'm not touching anything, because I'm not touching the actual dirt. I'm touching the cement or the tile that's on top. So there's no masa, because I'm not kicking any dirt. There's no potential kicking of any etzim kisayra. There's no touching any etzim kisayra. I'm not potentially touching it. So the other Mishnah says it's tar. So the Pesach Ha'il says, wait a minute. Why am I not worried about tumra tzutza? Maybe there's an etzim, maybe there's a piece of a bone underneath the cement, underneath the concrete, underneath the tile, and the tumra shoots straight up. There's no space. The tumra shoots up and hits the person, and now the person is walking on top, we become tummy. You see from the Mishnah that there is no tumra tzutza by etzem kisayra. And if that's not enough for you, so I found in one of the Rishonim, the Riaz, which is Rabbi Yeshaya, and he has a sefer called Kuntra Sarayos, often quoted in the Shulta Gibayram. This part I don't believe is quoted in the Shulta Gibayram, but in the original sefer that was printed, The Kuntra Sarayos of the Riaz and Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yudal the Amud Bey says explicitly that Etzim Kisaira does not have any Tumas Oil, including Tumra Tzutza. So if it doesn't have Tumra Tzutza, we have a Riaz, we have a Rishon, and we have a Mashmois of a Mishnah that there's no Tumra Tzutza. So this doesn't seem to make any sense. Bishlam, if I learn, like the Karen Oiro, like these other Achroinim, they say, no, Tumra Tzutza is not part of Maga, Tumra Tzutza is part of oil. So then I understand that Etzim Kisaira only has Tumas Maga and does not have Tumra Tzutza. But if I learn like the Meir Simcha understands the Vilna Gaon and like the Brisker Rav, and that's how they learn Pshat in the Gemara and Svachim with the Meisei Mabul. So what's the difference between Kivri Akum and Etzem Kisayra? They both have the same halacha. They're Metama B'Maga. They're not Metama B'Oil. So if Ritzutza is included in Maga, so then they should also, Etzem Kisayra should also be Metama B'Maga. Seems to be a very simple question and a very strong question. And I looked very hard to find somebody who discusses it. I only found one Achrim who actually discusses this question. It could be most Achrayim understand not like the Brisker Rav and not like Rameir Simcha, so the question doesn't start if they don't have the Shiloh. Right? If they go like the other side of the Safek Tef, there is no Tumra Tutsa just because there's Maga, and Tumra Tutsa is only considered part of oil. So good. So then you don't have a kasha. But I found this question was asked in the Tshuvas of Yeshua's Malkoi. He has a Tshuva, Yeridei Simen Ayin, and he asked the kasha, and he's bothered, what should be the difference? He also assumes, like these Achroinim, that just like Tumra Tutsa is Mitzdarf with Maga, so then Kibri Akum that have Maga should also have Tumra Tutsa. And he's bothered. What's the difference? And the only way out he has to answer this question is based on a Gemara in Nazir. Because the Gemara in Nazir says that we have a special drosha that tells me that a kevish lefnei adibur is metamen. Places over there is bothered. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me a kevish lefnei adibur? Kevish lefnei adibur means it's somebody who died and was buried before Matan Torah. So what's the difference between somebody who lived before Matan Torah and died and somebody who's not Jewish who lived after Matan Torah? It's all the same. He's not Jewish, so there's halacha kibriyakum, the metamba maga, they're not metamba oil. Why do I need a posik to be marbe to come and tell me that kibriyakum have tumma? So the Rishonim Tosis deals with this kasha. Says the Shuas Malka, I have a very easy yetzah. The Torah is coming to be mechadish, that there's a halacha of tumra tutsa. There's a concept of tumra tutsa, and that's what we're saying over here, that kibriyakum, or kibriyakum, even though they're metamba maga, they also have tumra tutsa. But if the posik, if I need a pasuk to come and tell me that Kiriakum have tumra tutsa, so then that would be limited to Kiriakum. I have no pasuk telling me Etzim Gisaira has tumra tutsa, so only Kiriakum have tumra tutsa. Etzim Gisaira does not have tumra tutsa. So basically his answer is that it's Xeris HaKosuv that tells me that one does have tumra tutsa and one doesn't have tumra tutsa. So the Shuas Malkoi is understandable. You understand what he's saying. His pshat would explain the Gemara in Zvachim that may say Mabel, there is a problem with tumra tutsa. But according to the Yeshua's Malkoi, the question comes back from the Gemara in Chulin. It seems a little hard to understand how the Yeshua's Malkoi can fit with the Gemara in Chulin, because the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara that's talking about Tzirif, and the Gemara says that Mago is Mitztarif with Tumra Tzutza, that Gemara is not talking about specifically Kibriyakum. That Gemara is talking about every Tumma. That Gemara is telling me that when Mago is Mitztarif, that we have Ritzutza, we have Zayis Mago, Chad Zayis Ritzutza, they're Mitztarif. It doesn't say anywhere that it's a specific type of tumah. So it said that over there, it's telling me a general rule. So you can't really have it both ways. If you want to say that the source for this halacha is the Gemara in Chulin, then you have to answer Etz Kisaira, and you can't just tell me it's a special Xeris Kosov by Kibriyakum. If you want, you could say it's Xeris Kosov by Kibriyakum, and then it has nothing to do with the Gemara in Chulin. It's a stomach Xeris Kosov by Kibriyakum are metama. They're not metama ba'o, but they're metama betum ratutza. That you could say, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. But then you can't really bring me to bring a proof from that, the way these other achrayim are saying from the Gemara in Chulin, because the Gemara in Chulin is not limited to Kiryakim. The Gemara in Chulin is saying anywhere where there will be tumra tutsa, that tumra tutsa will be mitzarif with tumas mag.